Channing Tatum has a big screen thirst trap coming up. We'll explain.
Plus, you won't believe Dr. Oz's latest project. We'll tell you all about it.
And later, I'll be talking to Maya about her new movie, My Favorite Christmas Melody. And our girl Amanda Salas is back with us today. Make some noise.
Yay! Thank you. It's so great to be back in studio with Sherry Shepherd. I mean, could this day get better?
With Amanda.
Maybe just a little better, right, Gary? What's up first?
Okay, y'all, baby. This one, honey, it just breaks my... It breaks my heart, and I told y'all it was going to happen. But anyway, after a year of dating, honey, Miss Tiffany Haddish and Carmen have called it quits. Honey, as for why they split, honey, y'all ain't that damn sad. Y'all knew they was going to be together. Hell, that was
I wanted this to work.
That was a ploy, Brandon. You know it, honey. But, girl, a source told People Magazine this, quote, they are never in the same city together, and both of them, honey, are just too busy for a serious relationship. Well, why get in it? But anyway, they met y'all on the set, honey, of the 2019 movie The Kitchen, and became an official couple in August of last year. So, Miss Sherry, daughter, since you're just so empathetic with this couple, honey, maybe Carmen wants another funny lady. You're a funny lady girl, honey. Won't you give him a call?
Interesting note. He knows my number.
Hello.
And let me just shut my mouth. Anyway, so let me tell you something about Common. Common loves funny women. He absolutely does. He loves women that are outgoing. But he gives you a year. And if you start mentioning babies and uterus, Common is out. So
and the crazy thing too is like a year is like a little bit before you enter a common law marriage. So like, you know, he's also bailing out before that gets put into play as well.
Pun intended, common law. Okay, I see what you did there, HK.
But Common, wonderful. I am getting concerned, Common, and I will say this to you, Common. It's too many. You gotta settle down at some point. I didn't talk to your mama about this. And I told, you know, because I'm known as his mother's favorite almost daughter-in-law.
I'm hearing different because I thought she told Erykah Badu that she was almost her daughter-in-law. Nah, I don't know about that.
Well, almost don't count.
She did not say that to Erykah Badu. She did not say that. But all right, y'all. People love Dr. Mehmet Oz for the practical medical advice he gives on his TV show. But check this out. He's now looking to lead people in a different way because Dr. Oz is reportedly running for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So current Republican Senator Pat Toomey is retiring. So Dr. Oz would be running to fill Pat Toomey's seat. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of...
Red, white, and code blue. Okay, doctor.
Here we go. Added to it, girl.
Doctor in the house.
So, Dr. Oz, he tells us how to have a healthy gut. But can he tell us how to have a healthy country?
He don't need to be no senator, honey. He just needs to stay a doctor. What kind of doctor is he?
Okay. I thought he's a big doctor, like a cardiologist.
I thought he was a gynecologist,
like
so he's not there?
He's not a gynecologist here.
If this senator thing don't work out for him, he can sell weed and be Dr. Ounce.
Okay.
I like that much
Dr.
better.
Dr. OZ.
Okay. All right. Listen up. If you love studly, scantily clad actors, this is the moment we've been waiting for. Channing Tatum, a.k.a. Magic Mike, is dusting off his G-string, getting the baby oil ready to return to the role. He shared the title page of the script for Magic Mike's final dance, and he captioned it, "Well, world, looks like Mike Lane's tapping back in." It's the threequel we all need.
Yes, we have.
Okay?
Wow. Yes, we have.
But, you know, I heard from the casting director that they're looking for some more mics, some backup mics. So I need to know, HK and Gary, you going to shake it, audition for the role maybe?
I think I could be like in Tragic Mike, you know, a movie about a stripper who's in shape sometimes.
HK, I'd love to see you in a G-string.
Come on,
on the
stage.
Yeah, me too.
Some
yo, I fell off over the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay. Don't look at me. I'm an idiot.
Gary with the G-string.
G-string, baby.
I can't wait, honey. When do I audition? audition.
You can audition locally at Swinging Richards in Atlanta, right?
Girl, Miss Swinging Richards about to leave us. I don't know what I'm going to do, honey. I'm going to see if I can give Headcrack some extra change and lose some of that weight.
I've never seen any of the Magic Mike movies, but is there like a house mom? Because Gary could be the house mom.
Oh, bitch, I love it. Yeah. All of them. You
pull them all.
Shine that up right there.
Right. Ooh, but here's the best part, you guys. It's streaming, so you can watch it again. And again.
You would know, wouldn't you, girl?
Okay. Yes, I would. Rewind.
All right, y'all. Well, next, fans will be able to jump into a time machine and go back to the 70s because some of today's biggest A-listers will morph into characters from the Facts of Life and Different Strokes Move the World for another live in front of a studio audience special. So for the Facts of Life reenactment, Jennifer Aniston will play Blair. Gabrielle Union will become Tootie. Catherine Hahn will take the role of Joe, and Allison Tobin will be Natalie, along with Ann Dowd, who will play the house mother, Mrs. Garrett. Wow.
That is some really weird casting.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat intrigued, also excited. I'm also excited about the Different Strokes reenactment. We got John Lithgow as Mr. Drummond.
Oh,
Kevin Hart coming through with the big, what you talk about, Willis Energy.
Yeah.
And Arnold.
Yes. I see it.
And Damon Wayans will be channeling Willis.
Yes.
That's
going to
be
interesting.
I can see that,
so
too.
Good.
Yeah. But I love the fact that they're doing these reenactments. They're so much fun to see how they would be done now in this day and age.
And if I could move some things around on the Different Strokes thing, I would have liked to see Kevin Hart as Dudley and Emmanuel Lewis as Arnold. Everybody else is spot on.
Emmanuel Lewis? I don't know about Emmanuel Lewis.
Don't take a job from another little person. Either you get Emmanuel Lewis or you get the little black dude from Bad Santa. But you got to use another little person.
Or some Universal Circus.
Oh, Zeke.
Well, this sucks, guys. Director Adam McKay got real about why his friendship with Anchorman producing partner Will Ferrell is over.
Wow.
And how Will won't even email him back these days, straight ghosting him.
Wow.
Dang. Yeah, I know.
Really?
Adam said it was because he decided to cast actor John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss in an upcoming HBO series about the LA Lakers basketball team instead of Will Ferrell.
Wow.
So afterwards, the two had a convo and agreed to split up their production company, and it went a little something like this. Gary and HK, can you actually do the honors?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, we're splitting up a company.
Yeah, we are have a good life.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, harsh.
Oh.
And that's how that ended, and they haven't spoken since.
Wow.
That's
do you
ridiculous.
Think that they overreacted a little bit? And I just, Sherry, do you think sometimes men can be a little more dramatic than women?
Yes, men have really big egos. Mm-hmm. They were together in that racing movie. What was that movie?
Talladega Nights.
And both of them were so amazing.
They were so
I could see where it would be a toss-up using either one. But, yeah, I think men have, like, crazy ego. Why, has that ever happened, Brent, when you were about, like, you thought you were going to do something, you were going to be with somebody on their album, and then somebody else was used? Like, you don't have an ego like that, though.
No, I mean, if somebody else was used, they obviously wanted to use that other person. I don't get mad. I just feel like a better blessing is coming for me down the line later.
Oh.
I need to go to school.
Pastor Brat.
All right, y'all. Blessing. Coming up, Fabulous claims he curved my bestie Mariah Carey and Diddy. Mm. Ooh, we're going to get into this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Now, have you ever told somebody that you was going to the bathroom and left?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Spelling Bee champ and rapper Fabulous is guilty of just that. He shared on IG that he pulled the okie doke a few times. And one with one of your BFFs, Brad, the one and only Mariah Carey. Oh. He also did it with Diddy. He said, I told Diddy I was going to the bathroom and slid once. It was 7 a.m. and this dude was still turned. Then he went on to say, another time, I told Mariah I was going to move my car. It would get towed. And skirt, it was 6 a.m. and my verse been done. We was just drinking wine and telling stories.
Wow.
I get it. Because some people get chatty. Yeah. And then, like, some people don't know how to, like, hang the party up.
Yeah, and Mariah's and like a vampire. Like you know what I'm saying? She sleeps a lot during the day, and then she works all night long. Mm. And we'll have a little wine, and we'll start talking, telling stories. So I do understand. But I just stay. You just stay and hang. You stay and hang.
I do my friends but how all long? The time.
You don't lie. Like, what you lying about?
Well, it's not the idea that you're lying. I don't like to stay places long. What I do, I tell my friends, I say, oh, girl, I'm going to move my car. And, honey, I leave. Because I don't want to stay long, and I don't want to go through the explanation
That is rude. But this is the deal.
If you're going to talk about me, bitch, honey, you're going to talk about me and don't know if I'm there. So I just leave and don't tell you, oh, I'm leaving, y'all. Then everybody gets to say, oh, that bastard, we don't like him anyway. So you're not going to talk about me because you don't know if I'm gone or not.
No, that's you being insecure. Nobody likes you when you leave.
I guess I'm
insecure. When you leave, we glad you're gone and we carry on with the day.
As they whispered, I thought he would never leave.
Oh, gosh. Well, it looks like Larry Baldwin is struggling to get her 6-year-old son, Raphael, to stop swearing and using the F word. So, Laria took to her IG stories to post a video of Raphael pledging to stop using swear words. Take a look.
I will stop saying
Now, the next day, Raphael broke his pledge by writing offensive words on a piece of paper and had to apologize to mom. So what do y'all think about that?
I wonder if she'd be less mad if he did it in Spanish.
She probably wouldn't know what it said.
Right. When Jeffrey used to curse when he was little, I'd laugh because he got it from me. Now that he's 16and he accidentally says it, I fly off the handle.
Is it an accident?
It don't sound the same, Gary, when you 3 and you like, oh, you know, right? You saying
it's like,
that's cute. That's cute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But 16? When they 16 and they taller than you and they like, oh, I'm gonna smack you in your mouth.
It's not cute.
It's not a good one. Right. It ain't cute no more.
Well, moving on, y'all, honey. It's time for What the Fashion? Yes, and baby, Mr. Billy Porter made a grand entrance, honey, when he stepped, honey, onto the Fashion Awards red carpet in London.
Every time.
Yes, now, honey, he wore a black and white embellished houndstooth dress by Richard Quinn with black patent platform boots. And, baby, he was accompanied by an entourage of dancers.
Yes. Leave it to Billy Porter.
Yeah, so what y'all think of this entrance, honey?
I'm worried, though, that it's like Lady Gaga, you know, like with the meat dress and the egg. Yeah. I mean, he's going to keep outdoing himself.
This look wasn't all that grand to me. That dress, honey, that houndstooth dress, honey, she looked very grandish. And
the Cirque du Soleil style, I wouldn't even call them break dancers. It was ill. Like, I'm like, who else is doing that?
But the performance may have been good by the dancer, but that outfit, honey, Miss Porter could have done better. I ain't never seen him.
But I love
like
it because remember when Kid Cudi came on in that wedding dress and was looking all angry in the wedding dress, and we kept talking about how wonderful Billy Porter looked. So I love this outfit.
Portia, I feel like whatever Billy Porter does, he brings it, honey. He pulls it through and he carries it all the way out.
He looks elegant and like a Marvel villain at the same time. Coming up next, I got a chance to chat with the beautiful Maya about our upcoming film, New Music and More. So come right back.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Right now, I'm sitting down with the only singer and actress that had fans falling for her. And right now, we're about to dish about our new music, a new movie, a Christmas melody, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, Maya is in the building. What's up, Queen?
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And what's going on with you in this season of Peppermint and Mistletoes?
You're so funny. Well, I have a new film dropping on Lifetime Television Saturday, December 5th, 8/7 Central. It's called My Favorite Christmas Melody. And I play the role of Abby Walker, who is a very uninspired singer due to the fact that she is now writing like jingles for commercials, which is not her first love.
Like, you know, this acting thing, it looks really good on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, between the things you did with UMC with, I believe it was Fifth Ward, right? Yeah, Fifth Ward, and now moving on to this. So it's good to see and hear more of you. And let me tell you, your new single, Worth It, and I don't know if we're going with the whole alter ego here. Is Maya Lansky a thing?
Maya Lansky is really me. You know, Maya Lansky is the person that I married, you know, when that Wedding Dress came out, but that's a real person. That's the person that's been independent for the last 13 years, being my own boss, owning my master's, my publishing, like bossing up.
Now, for people that follow you on social media, you're vegan, you look phenomenal, your skin's glowing, your voice is popping. What holiday dish are you whipping up?
Well, I'm doing the traditional. I'm doing the vegan turkey roast. I'm doing the mac and cheese, plant-based cheese, of course. Sweet potato soup and sweet potato pie. Apple blueberry pie. Peach apple rum raisin pie. Understand, it goes down. Collard greens, of course. And probably some vegan crab cakes, which I've also mastered.
Yo, how much those to-go plates going for? Inquiry.
You know what? I really want to do a food truck, you know, and set up shop in the hood.
So listen, Maya, before you go, I want to play a quick game. You got to finish off the lyrics of these famous Christmas songs. And we're also using it as a reason to try to get you to use that angelic voice of yours. Light work. You got this, okay?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I'm so bad at this.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nibbling at your nose.
Boom! She knows her stuff. Okay. I don't want a lot for Christmas. I can't hit the notes like she can, but you know.
I know all I want for Christmas is you, but I don't think that's the very next lyric.
Nah, there's just one thing I need.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at this. I know the melody, but I don't know the lyric.
Well, you got one out of three right. You know, you lost the game, but guess what? You know what you won?
What did
I win? Our hearts.
Okay. Well, and
so that's what's up. Yo, the movie is called A Christmas Melody. Where can people see it?
My Favorite Christmas Melody on Lifetime Television premieres December 5th, 8/7 Central.
Yo, Maya's not missed a beat, ladies and gentlemen. She is back in the game, killing it like she ain't never left. And even the joints you dropped during the pandemic, like you kept feeding the fans. Thank you so much, Queen.
Well, there's two albums on the way from those, so I can't wait to share.
I can't wait to hear it. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise one time for Maya. Keep it locked. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. You have a nice face. Can we borrow it?
What?
Yo, there's a company called Promobot. It's a tech company, and they're launching a new line of human-looking robots, and they want you, or your face, rather. Wow. Now, the company is offering to pay someone $200,000 for them to use their friendly face and voice forever.
Forever?
Oh. Yeah, you're going to have to sign over the rights for somebody to use your face. And if you're chosen, these robots will be in North America, the Middle East, airports, malls, the hotels, you name it.
Now, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like one of those heist movies. Sometimes.
Now, who do you think has a face that's friendly enough to, like, be on a robot, like, everywhere?
Brad got a nice face, mm-hmm. huh?
It's very
Brad's
welcoming.
Brad's face is on a robot. Mm-hmm. I'd want to know how much it was to take it home. I literally, I, like,
how
would
much?
To
bring so now you made it a sex of the model. Proceeds.
Exactly.
You yeah. sex Sherry.
Sherry made it weird.
I want the sex model.
Oh,
I want that
God.
Robot with Brad's face.
So, Sherry, can you explain right. how your robot shorted out?
But you know, if they put Gary's face on a robot, Amanda, they would always think the robot is broken because it'd be like, so what's wrong with the robot?
Gary, you need to be the test model for this robot.
Yeah, I guess I'll be the test model.
It would pretty much be the Tin Man from The Wiz.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.